11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Yes, hello everybody. This is the League podcast from William Hill. My name's Lee Phelps. On the line to look through six featured championship matches, a couple of best bets in League One and League Two, both teams to score double, and a nap. It's Pete Farris. Hello, sir.
Good day.
You well?
Yes, very well. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Looking forward to this. The results in the championship are as all over the place as ever. So many goals in midweek as well, Pete. From that midweek fixture list, we're going to have a look at QPR first up. You may notice a lot of the fixtures kick off 7 minutes later than they usually would do. This is to honour and to mark the Hillsborough victims. Yeah. So 12:22. Queen's Park Rangers kick off against Nottingham Forest this weekend. QPR, they would love to be in a position where they're just rolling on to finish the season, but yet again it's like two steps forward and then at least one back. They lost to Bournemouth 2-0, then went to Blackburn and lost 2-0. Back at home now against a Nottingham Forest side who they will be hoping to humble, because Forest haven't beaten anyone since going away to Huddersfield Town back on the 11th of February and winning there. Really hit the buffers, Forest. QPR 70 points on the board. They're well clear of Brighton, 9 points clear, but they want to start thinking about getting some confidence from somewhere, Pete, don't they? I mean, yeah. Forest themselves, despite that form, they're only 4 points off the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Harry Redknapp's come out and he said, we can forget automatic promotion now.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's probably fair enough, yeah. I mean, they shouldn't be at the stage right now forgetting automatic promotion in terms of their squad, but that's the stage at which they're at. The issue they've had is they've won, I think it's 8 games in 2014. In the championship. That's not going to get you anywhere. It's just not going to get you absolutely anywhere. And it's been predominantly away from home, because at home, they've continued to be very, very solid all season. We've spoken about how good they are. It's only Leicester and Reading who've beaten them at Loftus Road all year. So at home, they're at least a relatively solid bet, albeit they've only won 2 of the last 5 at home. But Forest, yeah, they just can't quite seem to get going, can they? They've already made provisions for next season. They also had to, of course, in the week, come from behind in a very difficult game against Sheffield Wednesday. They found themselves 3-1 down with 20 minutes to go, didn't they? And ended up, even though they were down to 10 men eventually, drawing 3-3. So they're a bit unwieldy, but I certainly think the QPR win this game. Their home form, like I say, is not dreadful. Yes, bad draws recently against Leeds and against Blackpool. The draw against Burnley you can say fair enough about. But they've got Charlie Austin back in the squad now. That's a huge boost for them. A huge boost for them getting Charlie Austin back. They thought he'd miss the rest of the season. He's back in there. He may start firing as well. So for me, looking at this game, with the way that Forest away from home, like you rightly say, since being Huddersfield, have not been great away. I mean, they have all season really barely won away from home. You're only looking down the barrel of, I think it's 5 wins away from home all season. Now, a hell of a lot of draws in that bracket as well. A hell of a lot of draws. But the 11-5 isn't particularly tempting for me. I've got to say, as poor as QPR have been in 2014, the only bet for me here is QPR on the outright. I think it's brilliant. Also, despite him being short and despite him coming back from a long time out, I think 10-11 for Charlie Austin any time, it might be time that he has to step up and be a hero for QPR here.
Yeah, 21-20 QPR on the outright. It's 5-2 Forest and 11-5 the price for the draw. Let's move on to have a look at Bolton next. They're at home to Barnsley. The 3-4 odds on for Bolton, who sit 14th in the championship with 51 points. Barnsley are priced up at 7-2 and the draw is 11-4. Barnsley second bottom and now 5 points from safety, having played a game more than Charlton, who are the first safe club, but a game less than Millwall and Yeovil, who are the bread around this Barnsley sandwich. Yeah, I don't know either, Pete.
Hungry?
No, not really. Just they look like a little sandwich there in pink. The Bolton form has picked up markedly over the last five games, Pete. They had the 0-0 draw at Derby, then they lost at home to Brighton. Since then, haven't lost a game. They drew with Yeovil, drew with Wigan, and have beaten Blackpool and Huddersfield and Doncaster Rovers away from home. So two Yorkshire clubs, will they do the same to this Yorkshire club at home?
I think Barnsley win the game.
Barnsley, right.
They lost narrowly in the week, didn't they, to Burnley in that second half goal. Yeah. But other than that, by all intents and purposes, played really well.
And the last two away performances have been pretty good, haven't they,
absolutely,
to be fair?
Against a really good team in Reading. Well, against a good but inconsistent team in Reading and against a poor team in Yeovil. So I think at home, of course, drew with Brighton, played very well in that game. Narrowly lost to Burnley. We'll not judge them negatively for that at all. And Bolton are now at the same stage of the season as Sheffield Wednesday, Middlesbrough, Watford, Blackburn, you could argue, really, in that the playoffs are possible, but almost definitely not going to happen. And I think what Dougie Friedman, I'm just guessing here, but I imagine that Dougie Friedman will now spend the rest of the season beginning to experiment. He's been really complimentary, and rightly so, of how hard his players have worked. I think we do forget the mire that Bolton were in. And we've got to doff the cap a little bit to the Bolton hierarchy as well. They didn't pull the trigger on Dougie Friedman. They didn't get rid of him. And right now they're proven to be absolutely right on that, because he's pushing the club forwards again. He's had to make some big calls. People like Chris Eagles haven't been regular first-teamers for a while now. But what he's done is he's done very, very well. But he's had to do a rescue job. And I think between now and the end of the season, what he'll be doing is a job for next season. He'll be looking towards next season. He'll be experimenting. He'll know that he might not have people like Lukas Jukovic at his disposal. So he's going to have to work out a different way of playing if Jukovic isn't that man next year. And I just think right now he's going to start to change things around a little bit. Go 4-5-1, you know, 4-2-3-1 maybe, but I think probably more likely 4-5-1, and try and play attractive football, try and get the crowd on side, but predominantly experiment. Barnsley do not have that. And what you've got here is you've got a motivation issue. Bolton, happy, content, and just experimenting, trying to learn. But Barnsley will be going all out for this. And at 7-2, with those two away wins recently, they just seemed a little bit big to me, Lee, truth be told. And 12-5, draw no bet Barnsley, or Barnsley plus a goal at 21-20, were what I felt were really good ways in.
Yeah, both sound very nice indeed. Yeah, let's move on to Leeds United versus Blackpool. Leeds are even money at home. The draw is priced up at 11-5, and Blackpool's price is 13-5. The league positions, first of all, Leeds in 16th on 47 points, Blackpool in 20th on 42 points, so only 3 points clear of Millwall, and a point ahead of Charlton. But Charlton have still got those two games in hand on both Blackpool and Millwall, who are the bread around. Leeds' form is not the kind of form where I want to be trusting my money at even money, Pete. One win. One win since the 8th of February. I mean, they've lost five straight games. I know Blackpool aren't to be trusted because their form's terrible as well, but, I mean, even money for Leeds. Wow.
Yeah.
I know things have changed. I know that, you know, things have slightly got better for Leeds this week, but I mean, will it affect them that much? I don't know.
The even money's not good enough.
It's not, is it? Not even if you're thinking the players might be boosted a little bit.
I actually think Leeds win the game. I actually really do.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Blackpool, I mean, have away from home all season have been dross, haven't they? Three away wins all year. I've only scored in three of the last seven away from home. They're just a weak side, Blackpool. And 3-1 down, you know, Barry Ferguson was saying himself that he feels that the club's in real trouble now. And yes, Lee, things have got a lot better, but things got better before the Watford game, didn't they? And then they went to Watford and played dreadfully. Brian McDermott's come out and been very, very negative for the first time about his players. He's normally protected them, and now he's come out and been very, very negative about them. I do think Leeds win the game, but it's about finding a value bet, because I can't, for the life of me, back them at even money. It's just not going to happen. So at that point, you're then starting to delve a little bit deeper, aren't you? And so I'm sort of starting to say, look, how do we play this? How do we find value? And I think I've done it. Leeds United have not won a home game all season in which, guess who I'm going to pick here, hasn't scored?
Ross McCormack.
There you go. Now, if Leeds are going to win this, as I think they are, the stats for this season show that every time Leeds have won at home, Ross McCormack has scored in that game. So first and foremost, I've gone to the Anytime Goal Scorer win cast. And I've picked up Ross McCormack, and I've picked up a Leeds win, and I've been given 2-1. It's still short, but it is backable. But I think the main bet here for me would be Ross McCormack anytime at 6-5. Let's not forget he's the league's top goal scorer as well, the league's top goal scorer, I suppose. And he's very, very good indeed. He can be explosive. He, of course, hit the bar the other day as well. He missed a penalty in the 93rd minute a week or two ago as well. He's always there or thereabouts. Now, if you're offering me even money for Leeds to win or Ross McCormack at 6-5, I'm going to take Ross McCormack at 6-5. Of those two, I am. Combine them, though, and 2-1 is the play. I just think that Blackpool are too poor on the road. They're too lost. And I know Leeds have lost against teams. But, I mean, for example, look at the teams who Leeds have lost to recently. Watford. It's probably game over, but they're a difficult place to go. Wigan, very good team. Charlton are battling and narrowly beat them 1-0, of course, didn't they, in that very poor game. But it was a game in which Leeds had a chance to equal it up last minute. Doncaster Rovers won and up when they played them. Bournemouth were on and up when they played them. Burnley were on and up. Reading were on and up. Bolton were on and up. These teams were all on and up. Blackpool aren't. And I think narrowly losing to Charlton, to be fair, you could say have improved massively as well. I just think the Blackpool are a bit too adrift to catch even Leeds, and I am willing, even though the even money is horrible, to try and find a positive way into Leeds.
Yeah, fair enough. The next game is Yeovil versus Bournemouth. Yeovil struggling for their lives, of course, at the moment. 13-5, 12-5 the draw, and 21-20 at the price for Bournemouth, who are ninth on 61 points. People must be wondering, how did that actually happen? How did they get there? Could be in the playoffs if the form continues. Haven't drawn a game in the last six. Have lost two, but have won four. These are away from home, by the way. And the form has just been so good recently, Pete. They're scoring goals for fun. Three at home to Reading, two at home to QPR, four at Birmingham, four against Leeds. Only the one against Barnsley before that, but just playing very, very well. Their opponents, 35 points, so 6 points from safety now, Yeovil. And the home form probably isn't quite good enough to be giving you too much hope here. What are you going for?
They've won 8 the last 10 games, Bournemouth. It's unbelievable. They've got in, you know, Matt Ritchie, a player who's in phenomenal form. Just generally speaking, the fact that you're getting 11-4 on him any time seems to me to be very, very odd indeed on Matt Ritchie. You know, he's got 8 goals in 25 games, so that makes sense in terms of the maths of the whole thing. But he's in good form. He's got a couple of goals. Got a brace the other day. Loads of people are having him in their team of the week and the, you know, team of the month as well. And they're looking at this guy as being an incredible talent. Eddie Howe has said, "Seize the moment." That was his phrase, wasn't it? Seize the moment. He said, and charge for the playoffs, of which they are entirely possible of getting to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. It would be an amazing back-to-back.
There's always one.
There is. And also, just remember where Eddie Howe took them over at. Bournemouth were beleaguered. They were done when he took them over.
Yeah.
He got them up, and he's now pushing for Premier League football. It is an incredible job. And at this rate, if he doesn't get Manager of the Year, along with Sean Dyche, they're the two main ones for me. It's been unbelievable from Eddie Howe. Unbelievable. 21-20. I mean, I don't need to go on about this too much. It's too good to ignore. Yep. I mean, any punter will look at that game now and say it's too good to ignore. The only thing that maybe goes against me is A, Harry Arthur's probably suspended for Bournemouth, which is a little bit unfortunate. B, Yeovil don't lose a huge amount at home. You know, only 4 losses at home since the turn of the year, but I don't really care that they were beaten by Barnsley last time out there. If Bournemouth carry on scoring the way they're scoring, Yeovil, they ain't going to score more than them. It's as simple as that. They've only scored more 2 goals or more 4 times at home this season. 21-20, too good.
Yeah, very nice. Ipswich versus Doncaster Rovers. Ipswich Town are priced up at 6-10. The draw is 5-2. And Donny Rovers are priced up at 9-2. Let's have a quick look at where these two teams are. Ipswich, another one of those teams, just hovering outside the playoffs, waiting to hopefully, for them, for their sake, make their move. 61 points, so just 2 points off Reading. Doncaster Rovers down in 19th with 43 points, just 4 points above Millwall, having played the same amount of games. Donny Rovers went and beat Leeds United, which kind of upset most people's form books, but just proved what a mess Leeds were in, because Donny hadn't won an away game before that since going to another Yorkshire team, Sheffield Wednesday, and winning 1-0 back on the 28th of September, which is it's a long time ago.
Yeah, a while ago,
Ipswich don't lose many games at home, Pete, do they? Especially in this recent run. They lost to Wigan. That's the only loss at home in the last seven. And when you look through, although they haven't been in scintillating form all season, haven't lost many this calendar year, have they, at home?
No, and again, you have to play Ipswich here. They're one of my favourite kind of shorty odds of the week, really, Ipswich, at 6-10. I think entirely deserved. You also, I mean, my main way of looking at this game is because you also have to look at what's happened to Doncaster in the last couple of games. You know, Paul Dickov was fuming, said they were denied a stonewall penalty, was his phrase, in their game against Bolton. And they threw everything at Bolton in that match. Everything again at Bolton in that match, and looked beleaguered, well not beleaguered, looked devastated at the end to lose 2-1. In the Birmingham game, you know, they were leading against Birmingham, and then, you know, Makeda steps in and all of a sudden they win the match, Birmingham. So I think the last couple of games has really taken its toll on for me anyway, Doncaster's confidence, their momentum, all that bit of pace they were building up. You know, Paul Dickov was nominated for Manager of the Month. All of this, it was building up and it was just being popped in the last couple of weeks, either by just that frustration of not being able to get over the line, the stonewall penalties, or the leading and blowing it. So I think all of that together, mixed with the fact that Ipswich are, you know, very, very decent at home. Like we said before, the only teams who've beaten Ipswich at home this season, Wigan, QPR, Leicester, Burnley, and then the beginning of the season, a city result against Leeds. So other than that, since, you know, their second away game of the season, it's only been Burnley, Leicester, QPR and Wigan who've beaten them. And I can't put Doncaster Rovers, despite that away win over Leeds, into that camp. I just really, really can't. It's impossible for me to do so. So I think the only other way I could play this in terms of interest for listeners, if they don't want the 6-10, if they want a bit of a bigger price, I think I'd probably be looking here at Daryl Murphy anytime at 6-5. Scored in two of the last three home games for Ipswich. And it is, you know, a very, very dangerous goal talent. But when you consider what's happened to Doncaster in a couple of games since that Leeds match, I just think their confidence might be really badly hit. And going to a place like this, with Ipswich still chasing down the playoffs, if Ipswich had nothing to play for, I'd be intrigued by Doncaster here. But they have everything to play for, so I can't play Donny.
Yeah, fair enough. Monday night's TV game should be a cracker, actually. It sees Reading taking on Leicester. Reading up in that sixth position in the playoffs with 63 points from the 41 games. As Pete's already mentioned, an inconsistent side. The others behind them will be thinking we can overhaul them. Leicester, of course, already promoted. What a way to celebrate, losing 4-1. Obviously been out on the sauce a little bit beforehand. And it does make this game a little bit more intriguing, Pete. You wonder if they'll be able to bounce back, because Reading's home form for a team who are going for promotion is terrible. I mean, their away form is what's carrying them through, although they have, the last game they lost to Bournemouth 3-1 away. But, you know, all things being equal, Leicester, you'd think, would go away and win this one, wouldn't you? Do you think that's the way it'll turn out?
Yeah, it's two home wins, isn't it, Lee? Two home wins since the beginning of December. It's terrible for Reading. That's the reason why they're not flying high. I mean, they're only 4 points off fifth. If they picked up just a couple more wins at home, I mean, the teams they've not beaten, Barnsley, Yeovil, Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield, these are teams they should be dispatching Reading at home, and yet they aren't. With Leicester, I think there'll be players a bit nervy about getting injured. I know we're towards the end of the season, but, you know, these injuries can happen. We've seen to Reading, for example, Danny Guthrie's out for a long time now. So they will know that there is a possibility of getting those knocks. But the other part of them, I think, will just after a long, hard season where they've been incredibly imperious, incredibly dominant, the steam's going to go out of them. It just happens. We see it happen all the time in the Championship. Not, you know, every time, but we see it happen a lot of the time in the Championship. So for me, I am more than happy here to play a pro Reading bet of some sort. But the sort that I'm going to play it is plus a goal. Now, plus a goal Reading in this game is 1-2. And the draw no bet is 21-20. Of the two, you probably play the 21-20. You get extra value. And if it is a draw, then you get your cash back. Leicester have drawn three of the last six, of course, away from home. And if you look at Reading at home, while they have been beaten by Blackburn, Barnsley, for example, they've drawn with Yeovil, Derby, Huddersfield. I just think that it is going to be kind of a bit of a testy game, in that Reading will just not want to lose. If they get a point, you know, they probably, depending on what Brighton do and Ipswich do with their goal difference, stay in the playoffs. And that a point against Leicester to move on. I mean, if you look at who Reading have got left now, Wigan, very difficult game. But then they've got Middlesbrough, Donny, and then, of course, end of the season at home against Burnley. So if they can pick up a point against Leicester, it puts them away from Brighton, it puts them away from Ipswich, away from Bournemouth on goal difference still, and they can try and build for these next run of games. Wigan, who they have to beat, Middlesbrough, who they have to beat, Donny, who they have to beat, by which time when they get to Reading final game of the season, they'll hope they don't have to beat anyone.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Let's get a best bet in League One and League Two before I deliver both teams to score. I'm going for the hat trick, by the way. Two winners in 2 weeks now, so stay tuned for that. What's the best bet in League One, Pete?
Well, we're now at the business end, aren't we, of these of the entire season? I'm not saying particularly fresh or new things there.
Squeaky bum time.
But there was one game in League One that really did catch my eye, which was Notts County against Port Vale. Now, Notts County recently had a really decent run of form. They actually went for a really good run of form where it looked, and they did initially drag themselves a little bit out of the mire. They are now back into the mire, though, and this is the issue. While at home in the last two, they have beaten Carlisle and Colchester 4-1 and 2-0, and Port Vale's away form is really not good. What I felt was interesting was that Port Vale's general form was impressive, and I just think that Notts County now, having put up a bit of a fight, I think that loss against Brentford, as good as Brentford are, might just cost them. So I looked at the price on Port Vale, and I just felt at 9-4 they were worth a draw, no bet nibble. That, by the way, is 6-4.
Very good. And what about the fourth tier of English football, League Two?
League Two, I've chosen Fleetwood to beat Morecambe. This, of course, is a derby, and not very far between these two at all. Believe me, I've done the journey this season. And 4-6 may sound short, but Fleetwood are in really good form, and I think the important thing about Fleetwood is they smell blood. They're obviously at the moment fourth in the league, Chesterfield are third in the league, and Fleetwood are flying, and they really are, certainly at home, looking very, very good indeed. Morecambe away from home, I mean, the general form, no win in five, but away from home, they haven't won since November. They are not a good side away from home, and Fleetwood can smell blood and are playing well. So I just looked at the price on Fleetwood at 4-6-4, even though it's short, it's a good bet.
Very good. Both teams to score double landed last week. Very good. I was pretty chuffed with that. I think it was Bristol City Preston and it was Forest versus Millwall, 13-5 that one. This week. This is kind of the. This is also by no coincidence, perhaps the. I've kind of ditched the season long percentage stats and just taking it as the form guide would give us on the last six. So yeah, stats, Pete. Right. It's fair enough taking a whole season's view, but a lot can, you know, like your reasons for not especially liking head-to-heads are, and they're very justified reasons, are that things can change during, you know, obviously from one season to another, you got a new manager, new players. I think a lot can change in a season, as we've seen from the likes of Bournemouth or whoever else. Yeah. So I've kind of gone on the last six games and basing it around that and looking at the games a bit more rather than just a pure statistical bet. This week, on those basis, I'm going for Crewe versus Wolves. Now, Crewe are struggling like mad at the bottom of League One, struggling for their lives. But they have scored in five of the last six at home. Wolves, obviously going for the title. They've scored in five of the last six away from home. I think Wolves will win this one quite easily, but I think there will be a consolation from Crewe. Whoever they play, they do score at home. So I think it may only be a consolation. It may come late. In fact, for in-play punters, Crewe score an unbelievable amount of late goals at home. From the 17th minute onwards, if they're losing something like 3-0 to Wolves, I wouldn't put anyone off having a little bet on Crewe to score a goal late on as a consolation. The other one is Peterborough Coventry. Probably no surprise there. Both teams have scored in five of the last six at home in Peterborough. I don't see how they keep Coventry out. Five of the last six of their away games have featured both teams scoring. That one's a shorty, 13-20. The Crewe Wolves one's 10-11. If you stick them both together, you get a nice little bet on that one. Naps, Pete, we both lost last week. What are you going for? You have to just keep going, Pete.
I do.
A big win, and do you want me to give the standings just to show you how much you need to?
I think we know. I'm not going to sit here, and this is a podcast where it's not about us, it's about people listening and whether agreeing or disagreeing, framing the bet. And I'm not going to chase down big prices just for the sake of trying to make that nap deficit up.
You should.
Having said all of that, I quite like quite a big price this weekend. Barnsley draw no bet at 12-5 away at Bolton. I think Bolton are going to experiment. I think Bolton are going to start having their minds wander a little bit after what's been an incredibly difficult season, and Barnsley are fighting for their lives. And their last two games away from home, they've scored 7 goals and been very, very good. They were unlucky as all hell to lose to Burnley 1-0. They played really well in that game, and they drew 0-0 with Brighton. That is not bad enough form for me to say that they are as big as price as they are away at Bolton at the weekend. So I'm going to have draw no bet at 12-5 Barnsley.
Very good. I'm going back to that match I was just talking about, Crewe versus Wolves. Over 2.5 goals at 10-11 is my bet of the week. As I say, Crewe generally score at home, win, lose or draw. They've lost, you know, some of the results they've had at home recently. Beat Sheffield United 3-0, that was in February. Lost 3-1 to Brentford. Drew 1-1 with Swindon, drew 1-1 with Oldham, lost 3-1 to Notts County and 2-1 to Coventry. Wolves, obviously, well capable of scoring on the road. Had a couple of low-scoring games recently against NK Dons and more notably last week against Stevenage, a 0-0 draw away at Stevenage, which has almost led me into this bet. I think they'll go there, and you've just used the phrase smelling blood. I think they'll smell blood here, Wolves, yeah. And they won't leave it to chance. I think it could be a 2-1, but I think 3-1. The other interesting thing is, in those defeats that Crewe have had recently, the 3-1 to Brentford, Alan Judge scored twice. In the 3-1 defeat to Notts County, Ronan Murray scored twice. And in the 2-1 defeat to Coventry, Callum Wilson scored twice. So it might be worth, if you like a goal scorer bet, maybe chancing your arm with maybe Bakary Sakho, 9-2 to score two or more. And the New Adiko and Leon Clark are both 4-1 to score two or more. Might just be worth a little look.
There's always a way to find, isn't
it? Yeah, so there's the naps. Pete, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers, mate.
You'll be able to hear Pete on in-play radio throughout the weekend. If you're having a bet on any of the Championship, League One or League Two matches, then very best of luck. And you can download this podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. It's available on William Hill's Audio Boo page. You can subscribe on iTunes as well. So whichever is your preference, feel free to tell your friends.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.